Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The first baseman, Ossie Orwell. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford strikes out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to second with Sewell covering, to double up Bishop. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg fires to first and has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Boley who tags Burns for the out. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry bunts in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 0 in the game. Orwell strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wahlberg scores. There goes Bishop trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wahlberg. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sumah hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg has Sumah trapped. He fires to second, with Boley covering, who tags Sumah for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is one for one in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 1 in the game. Harville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Orwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry strikes out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harville. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to second to double up Simmons. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 2 in the game. Harville hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 2 in the game. Autry hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Morgan now playing first base. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Joe Schott. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague pinch runs for George Uhel. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Sam Langford. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montague moves to third. Lind moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Summa hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.